guys. Welcome back to Strong Successful Mail. So for today, I'm going to go a pretty entertaining email I sent from a subscriber. This is from a guy. He is about 46, 47 years old, and he's writing in to share his experiences in dating in 2024. You see, this guy, he's been doing this for the last 3 years. Every January, he'll write in with a report based on his experiences in great detail, just to let the guys know exactly what is out there, and quite frankly, that they're not missing anything. This guy's a bachelor. He has no interest in serious relationships. He's just having fun, that type of thing. And it's not going to surprise any of you the amount what he deals with, the type of gals he deals with, all that. And when I'm done with this, once again, this will back up why so many of you guys out there, so many guys in general, are now walking away. They're not interested in relationships. They're not interested in dating because it's just that bad out there. So you guys are not alone and you're not crazy, even though I'm sure a lot of people tell you that you're crazy. But also this video here is a little bit longer than normal of what he does when I cover this every year. He also talks about all these gals that have come back into his life. Gals that he used to have flings with, friendship benefits, whatever you want to call it, that he hasn't heard from them in years. And all of a sudden in 2024, for whatever reason, they're back. Which once again backs up, as you've heard me say countless times, they always come back. They always come back if you were the relationship guy and they broke up with you for some stupid, shallow, superficial reason. Well, things don't work out with the guy that they really want. They're back hoping for a second chance that you'll take them back. Or if you're that guy they have fun with and they go to try to find that guy to put a ring on their finger, things don't work out. They're back to you for some playtime until they disappear again. So they're always back. But anyhow, guys, it's a long one, so definitely get your popcorn. This is going to be an enjoyable little report on his adventures in 2024. So he says here, Dear SSM, I want to thank you for covering the emails I sent to you over the last couple years and turning them into videos. The videos are titled, My 40-something Cheater Ex is Desperate to Get Me Back While I'm Enjoying the Bachelor Life. And the thumbnail pictures said, Dating in 2022 equal train wreck. And Dating in 2023 equal train wreck. And I'll post links to those videos in case you new guys want to see them. He says, in my last email, I mentioned that I wasn't sure if I would keep tracking my dating experiences in 2024. With encouragement from you and your followers, I decided to keep track one last time. This year, my dating experience didn't differ very much from the previous years. Well, statistically, I don't see why things would change. Unless, of course, you won the lottery or something, then I'm sure your numbers would greatly increase, my friend. However, what I didn't see coming was the number of women who reached out to me from my past. SSM says it religiously, they always come back. First, I want to give a complete breakdown of my dating experiences in 2024. I would also like to provide more context. I actually put effort into pursuing a relationship in 2024. Why? Why would you do something crazy like that, given what you know out there? But okay, maybe your new thing can be relationships, you know? You're experiencing actual relationships for the next few years. We could use some variety here. However, I still stipulate that I was looking for an open or non-monogamous relationship. That distinction certainly played a part in the experience I had this past year. I had conversations with 312 women. Here are the breakdowns from each of the dating apps and in person. 312, guys. This guy was methodical about keeping track of his records here. Okay, of those numbers, 44 of the conversations were on Bumble, 95 on Facebook Dating, 87 on Hinge, 20 on OkCupid, 17 on Plenty of Fish, 39 on Tinder, oh God, 10 in person. Okay, by the way, what are you spending per month for the memberships to those sites? Okay, you heard those numbers. Now, out of all that, the 312 women he's talked to in those different things, out of that, 28 number exchanges. So less than 10% of all the gals he was talking to resulted in them actually giving phone numbers. Okay? Out of those 28 numbers, 5 were flakes or last-minute cancellations. Out of that 28 numbers, 4 were maybes or we'll see or I'll let you know, which means no. He says, 10 never responded when I asked them out. 0 stood me up or no-shows. There were 9 actual dates, and 3 ended in bedroom action. So, give or take, out of the 312 women that he talked to all through different means, it actually ended up in 9 actual dates, which is like 3%, a little under 3%. and 3 ended in bedroom action, which is like technically less than 1%. And this guy, obviously, he's a bachelor. He's been around the block. He's learned some things. There you go. This is why guys are like, fuck this. One of the women I hooked up with end up being married. There's a freaking surprise. She was 46. After we did the deed, she told me that she was actually married. Of course, she waited until after. Now, listen to her reasoning here. But she and her husband lived separately. She explained that her husband had been having health issues and wasn't taking the proper steps to get better, and those health issues were affecting their sex life. She said that they hadn't had sex in a long time. So she's going to go cheat on him. And by the way, like, you actually believe this shit? Her rationale for cheating was this. If he wasn't going to satisfy his wife, she should find satisfaction on her own. She then goes on to tell me that her husband has been upset with her because she kissed a coworker and he found out. I asked her, is that all she did with a coworker? And she admitted they did have sex a few times. So even you're getting the trickle truth. But they hadn't had sex yet when her husband found out about the kiss. Well, please tell me that you told her to get the fuck out. And she didn't understand why he would be so upset over a kiss. I told her any man wouldn't be happy if his wife kissed another man, because we know where that will lead, and that's exactly what ended up happening. She still blamed the husband for her cheating. And the kicker to me was that her mother and her teenage daughter knew she was coming to my house to see me and encouraged her to satisfy her needs. Since the husband wasn't, I did not see her again. Her own daughter was doing this. If I was the father, I'd disown her. The age ranges from the women I went out with, from 34 to 55. Okay, so since you're my age, 46, 47 years old, you, if you want to, can really get a good range of chicks. 50s, if you want it. I mean, there are gals that look darn good for their 50s, but let's be honest here, for their 50s. You can get women in their 40s, you can get women in their 30s, and even if you can pull it off in the 20s. The education level, from master's degree to high school dropout. Careers, nurses, oh God. Teachers, oh God. HR rep, oh God. Customer service and bartender. Probably the bartender you probably would have the most fun with. Then again, we have to define fun here. Once again, 99.99% of the women I had conversations with, online or in person, talked about how terrible their exes or exes were. What about them? Did they contribute to the problems in the relationship? Notice they don't mention that. How they were deadbeat dads, didn't work, couldn't keep a job, didn't drive, didn't have a car, didn't have their own place, were alcoholics, drug addicts, abusive, liars, cheaters, you name it. Again, gentlemen, for those of you who are done with the dating scene and relationships, this is only backing up while you're choosing this path. When I would ask the women what they did wrong in the relationship, their answers varied from, I cared too much, I didn't stand up for myself, I trusted too much, etc. Less than a handful of women actually admitted they were a problem in the relationship. Well, of course they're not a problem. It's always the guy's fault. Most of the women I had conversations or went on dates with complained about their physical issues, mental health issues, medical issues, past or current drug and alcohol abuse, financial problems, job problems, parenting problems, family problems. You're sitting there in these dates like, man, SSM better appreciate this research I'm doing here. Well, I appreciate it. We all do. Now he's going to talk about his notable first dates. He says, in 2024, for whatever reason, I had a lot of women in their 50s, 60s, and some in their 70s trying to match me on various dating sites. 70s? What the fuck? Well, it goes to show you the mentality that they still got it and are still a catch goes into their 70s. I'm 46, soon to be 47 in January. Well, happy soon-to-be birthday. The first woman I went on a date with in January 2024 was 52 years old. We met online. She looked great for her age. So you're going for the low-hanging fruit. She had been divorced for about 8 years. She told me she was looking for a committed relationship. However, she would go on to tell me about the last guy she dated before we met up. He was a personal trainer, and he was hooking up for SEX. Those personal trainers, they're all scumbags, huh? That wasn't what she wanted at the time, but because he was good-looking and in great shape, she went along with it. In other words, make rules for the betas and break rules for the alphas right here. She even found out he had a living girlfriend. I asked if she continued seeing him after she found out about the girlfriend. At first, she said no, but then she admitted she didn't see him a few more times after finding out and until she ended things. She was going to have her fun anyway. He was a cheater. She didn't care. And she was interfering with their relationship. She didn't care. Yet she still was in contact with him. When we met, she said she was done with the hooking up for sex and wanted a committed relationship. Since I didn't want monogamy, it wasn't going to work out. No way in hell would I get in a relationship. Number one, she's in her 50s. But number two, with a gal who knowingly slept with a guy who was in a relationship. No fucking way. Another woman I met online and went on a date with was 54 and looked very good for her age. What is with you in the 50-somethings? She was newly divorced. She said she was looking to casually date and was very open to a non-monogamous relationship. When I asked her why she was divorced, she didn't tell me that she cheated in her marriage because she was unhappy and unfulfilled with her husband. Well, she's certainly not relationship material then. She was happy to be dating around and getting her needs met. The date went well, and we talked about meeting up again, but I never heard from her. Dude, you weren't missing anything. Now on to they always come back, and this is the big bulk of the story. So let's reflect on his dating experiences. Now, he didn't get into details about the chicks he banged, because there's only three of them, or other ones, but the point is 312 dates eventually led to 312 conversations led to, I think he said, 9 or 10 dates, 10 dates, and three actually doing the deed. Those are pretty shitty odds. Now on to they always come back. Now this is really interesting, these different details here. And what I'm going to go into, guys, he actually sent me screenshots of text conversations with these women, and I actually wrote them down so you guys can actually hear what they were saying to him. In 2024, more than a dozen women I had varied levels of interactions with in the past reached out to me throughout the year. More than a dozen. Yep. The interactions with these women consisted of just conversations and nothing else. We met up for a date, but nothing came of it. Or we had sex one time and that was it. Or we carried on a casual situation with some time. I will talk about four of the more interesting ladies who came back. Well, I wouldn't call them ladies. In January 2024, Margie reached out to me on Facebook Messenger. Originally, I met Margie on OkCupid in 2019. She was 38, divorced, and a mother of three. Pass. We met up for one drink on the first date. From that point, we casually saw each other until the pandemic started in 2020. So last time you heard from her was 2020. Now she's back. She had been okay with being casual at the time because the guy she was seeing before he met started dating another woman, even though she really liked him. She was using online dating to get over the hurt. Once the pandemic hit, I didn't hear from her anymore. Jumping ahead to 2024, I was surprised to hear from her since it had been so long. She told me she dated a few guys since we had last seen each other, but they either lied about wanting a serious relationship or just wanted sex. Ugh, those dogs. Another guy she was seeing just ghosted her out of nowhere after several months of dating. The reason Maggie, whatever the fuck her name is, reached out was because I was honest from the beginning about only wanting something casual, and she was hoping that I'd change my mind and wanted something more serious. They always think they can change a guy's mind. Like, they're so amazing that the guy will change their mind for them. I told her I was looking for more than casual, but I wanted a non-monogamous relationship. She was good with that. Yeah, you don't want to be serious with her. She's a single mom. Fuck that. Something I didn't know when we originally met in 2019 was that she had been married and divorced four times. Holy freaking shit. Four times, which means those kids are probably from different fathers. Something else she revealed was how she was self-sabotaged relationships. Maggie said since we last saw each other in 2020, she had done the work on herself and was no longer that person. I gave her the benefit of the doubt and we started seeing each other again. Smack! Do you really think she's any different? Divorced four times, single MOM, do you really think? No, not a chance. But if you were doing this for research, then okay. Everything was going well until August of 2024. One day I received a text from Maggie saying she'd been wrestling with our situation in her mind for a while and that she can't do it anymore and just ended things with us without any further explanation. I simply said, okay. Her mind was made up. There was nothing else to say. We haven't spoken since. So this guy was totally indifferent. Obviously, he was getting some during this whole time. I assume he was. But I sure hope you were wearing protection or you had a vasectomy, because you could, there could have been baby number four out of this chick. But just like that, boom, she's done. You may hear from her again, you may not, but I think you probably will at some point. In February 2024, there was Amber. I first met Amber on Facebook dating in 2020 during the pandemic. She was 39 and had one child. She had recently gone out of a relationship and was looking to just have a hookup situation. Our first meeting was at my house. She said, "I don't normally come to a guy's house on the first date, but because she was attracted to me and felt safe from our conversations, she decided it was okay to come over." Make rules for betas, break rules for alphas. Here we go again. This is why you don't buy into the crap they said, guys. And they say, "I never do this." Like, sure. We began to hook up regularly for 4 months. Gradually, Amber started to talk about wanting a serious relationship. No thanks. She eventually met someone who wanted a relationship. As it turns out, this person was a woman. Okay. She wanted to try dating women because she hadn't had much luck with men, and so she thought dating a woman would be different. Yeah, uh-huh. Guess what? Women are going to bring her a whole lot of drama. So we parted on good terms at the end of 2020. I was surprised, to say the least, when I got a message on Facebook Messenger from Amber in 2024. It had been years since our last contact, and we started our conversation with the normal pleasantries. "How are you? Have you been? Blah, blah, blah." After a few more messages back and forth, she came right out and said the following. Now, he added the screenshot, and I saw this, and I saw everything there. This is a screenshot, and this is exactly what she said to him. After their pleasantries and "how are you," she says the following. "If I may be so bold, I'd like you to fuck me again." I guess she's sick and tired of the fish tacos, huh? He says, "I would like to do so." And she says, "Mmm." Then she says, "Shoot me a text. Let me know when you're free. P.S. I'm sure you're busy, but I'm free a decent part of today or tonight." Well, she's not wasting any time for some sausage. Amber was at my place by 8 p.m. that same night. Well, you're striking when the iron's hot. You're like, this is an easy lay for me. After we did our thing, I asked her what happened with her relationship with the woman. She told me how the woman she was dating had been manipulative, an emotional roller coaster, a liar, distant, and non-communicative at times, and abusive. Oh, so she experienced a lot of what guys experience. Imagine that. After 3 years, she couldn't do it anymore. Amber said the reason she hit me up was she missed having a masculine presence. We hooked up a few more times after that night. Then she started to be flaky and cancel at the last minute on plans we had set up. Dude, this is not someone you actually go on dates with. This is hookup, nothing more. Because there you go. Flaking on you, canceling last minute, wasting your time. Plus, the excuses she gave me for needing to cancel were bullshit, in my opinion. Of course they're bullshit. The first time she canceled was because she used up all her people energy for the day and just wanted to be alone. She didn't offer any time to reschedule. Well, that says everything, guys. When a woman cancels on you, you had a date set up and she cancels on you, worse yet, at the last minute, it doesn't mention anything about rescheduling, she's not that into you. Don't waste your time. Don't chase after someone like that. And these types are for hookups. You don't go on regular dates with these types. They come over, you hook up, and send them on their way. Then that very night, she texted me late at night saying she was going to see if I was free, but her neighbor needed assistance with something, and that took up her free time. Bullshit. We set up plans for the following weekend, and 2 hours before we were supposed to get together, she canceled yet again. Of course she did, because it worked the first time. Her reason was that her oven stopped working, and she needed to see about getting it fixed. It was late night on the weekend, and I seriously doubt she was getting it fixed at such a late time of night. I never responded, and that was the end of our situation. Good, I wouldn't have responded either. And by the way, you'll hear from her again. See, don't go on dates with these types. These are nothing but come on over, let's hook up. In fact, don't even go to her place. Make them come to you. Give no effort. So in March of 2024, there was Eve. Oh, appropriate name. I first encountered Eve on Hinge in September of 2023. We matched and exchanged messages over a day or two. I sent her my number to text me off the app. She then proceeds to send me her number and says I should message her first. I never responded or messaged her. Yeah, she wanted, you know, she wanted to play that game that she could be in control. No, you message me. No, I got plenty of options. I'm not going to chase after you. We get to March of 2024, and we matched again, only this time it's on Bumble. Eve asked me why I didn't text her. I said, because I sent you my number, and your response was to send me yours. She said that she did that because the man is supposed to chase the woman. I sent her my number again, and I said, well, I guess we'll see who messaged who first. Eve did text me first, telling me to take her out somewhere on our first date. So now she knows you're not messing around, so now she's going to text you. But she's still going to say, take her somewhere on the first date. No, no steak dinner for you. My response was, you can come by to my place on our first date. At that point, I didn't care if we met or not, but I was not taking her out since she demanded that I do so. Good for you. You're indifferent. And indifference is key, guys. Eve was insistent that she wouldn't go to a man's house on the first date. Yeah, where have you heard that before? I said to her, if you want to meet, you can come over. If not, no hard feelings. See? Indifferent. You can take her or leave her. You don't give a shit. And why should you? Obviously, you're hooking up with other women. No big deal. Well, she ended up coming to my place and, of course, said, I never do this. We ended up making out with her top off that night, but no sex. After a few days later, she came to my place for bedroom action. There you go. The power of indifference. And it turned her on. Now, don't get me wrong, guys. There's some women you can say this shit to, and they'll get pissed off and offended. You'll never hear from them again. But certain ones, they'll be drawn to it. Never buy the crap that I never do this, and I never do that, or, you know, bullshit. Most of us have been there and heard that song and dance. So we would continue to just having SCX for months and never went out, even though she was always insisting that she wouldn't keep sleeping with me if we didn't go out on dates. And yet she still kept coming to your house and doing whatever you wanted. We did eventually go out on a date. I've been upfront with Eve that I would not be in a monogamous relationship with her or any woman, and she's free to leave at any time if our situation is no longer working for her. At one point, Eve told me about a guy who wanted a monogamous relationship with her. She said she wouldn't see him if I wanted her to myself. I told her to go for it with him. I'd be happy for her. I knew she was trying to leverage that guy to get me to commit to her. It's like, for God's sakes, lady, I'm 46, 47. I've been around the block. I know what you're doing. But they think these tactics can work. So she started seeing him. The relationship lasted for 2 months. As soon as it ended, Eve hit me up asking to continue where we left off. I'm actually still seeing her casually to this day. She knows I don't want monogamy and isn't happy about it, but she says she believes one day I will settle down with her. Yeah, let's just say you did that. The day you start settling, you would actually be exclusive with her is the day she would immediately lose interest and get bored and be looking for some other challenge. And you know what? She probably wouldn't even understand why she was losing attraction for you, because most don't. If you're having fun with her, dude, on your terms, keep having fun with her. Just be careful. So fast forwarding time to August 2024 was Sadie. I first met Sadie on Tinder in 2019. Smack! Cesspool. Her profile stated that she was not looking for a one-night stand or casual hookups. That's what her profile said on Tinder, really? What do you think Tinder is? How many guys are dumb enough to believe that? My profile clearly stated then I was looking for a casual situation. I was surprised she matched with me. She began messaging me, asking why I only wanted something casual. Because I'm on Tinder, bitch. What do you expect? I told her I like the freedom to see someone at my leisure without pressures and obligations a relationship brings. Both parties are free to date others without scrutiny or judgment from the other person. Even though she was looking for a serious relationship, Sadie understood my perspective. She said she was attracted to me and intrigued by my honesty and wanted to meet me. See what happens, guys? You don't give a shit. Again, he's indifferent. He's being honest here. Plenty of women out there, and a lot don't want to admit it, they want a guy they can just hook up with. But with so many nice guys, they're like, no, I'm not like that. Our first date was at my place. See, again, come on over. We had sex that night. Aha. Uh-huh. This is from the same chick who said she doesn't want to do one-night stands or casual hookups in her Tinder profile. Uh-huh. Again, makes rules for betas, break rules for alphas. We had sex at night. I asked her, why does she have a not here for one-night stands or casual hookups on her Tinder profile? Yet she came to my place and had sex on the first date. She said she put that in her profile because she didn't want to give guys who was mildly attracted to or not attracted to any ideas they could sleep with her easily. Yeah, uh-huh. Those guys would need to put in the work to get her attention. Okay, Your Highness. The other reason was to scare off guys who didn't have the confidence to go after what they wanted. Or just guys that simply don't give a shit. We would get together for sex on a regular basis for about 6 months. We never went on any dates. The last time we got together in 2019 was after she went on a dinner date with a guy she liked and wanted to see if there could be a future with him, even though she was at my place literally right after every single date with him. There you go, guys. She's making rules for the beta, the guy she's dating, because he's not sleeping with her. And then at the end of the date, she goes to the alpha to hook up with him. Right here, it happens. She was holding out having sex with him until she secured the relationship. What'd I just say? We didn't see each other after that night because she wanted to give her full attention to him. Sadie would periodically text me throughout the time she was in the relationship with her boyfriend. She's a cheater. She's a liar. She's devious. Keeping you on backup just in case. See how I talk about guys? Paying attention to her actions. Looking at her phone. No hanging out with other dudes. Talking to other dudes right here. I would ask her if she was still with him. She would say yes, and I told her to message me only if they were no longer together. Good for you for saying that. Fast forward to the end of 2021, Sadie reached out to me on Facebook Messenger. She wasn't with her boyfriend anymore and wanted to pick up where he left off. We got together a few more times, then abruptly she stopped responding to me. I didn't know what happened, and so that brings us to August of 2024. Sadie and I matched again on Facebook dating. After a few messages, I finally asked her what happened in 2021. That ended things with her so abruptly. And her response was the following. Now, this is what, again, he screenshotted a copy of the text exchange, and this is what she said. She said, you made a comment that I felt was disrespectful and reckless. We never saw each other after that. He says to her, I don't know what I said, but I apologize if it made you feel that way. She said, let me refresh your memory, old man. And this is what she said to him. I said, I want to suck and swallow your dick. You replied, damn, you're the third person today to tell me that or something to that effect. He then says to her, oh, right. Well, I wasn't lying, but I should have said that. She says, LOL, maybe so. You're right. You shouldn't have. At least not to me. Please. You were treating her exactly for what she was. End of story. And she didn't like that. And she was probably testing you to see if you'd chase after her. But you didn't. But after all these years, you connect, and she's back. I honestly didn't remember that was why she stopped seeing me. And you honestly didn't care. Sadie still had a screenshot of the message I sent her back in 2021. Of course, my next question was why she decided to match with me on a dating site if I offended her so badly. Sadie said because 3 years had passed, and she'd gotten over it. Took her 3 fucking years to get over that. Plus, she had dated a series of guys who turned out to be liars, cheaters, and bumps. Oh, interesting. Because she's such an angel. The same girl I was dating a guy and reaching out to you on occasion. Cheaters, liars, and bumps, huh? Once she saw her profile, she decided to give me another chance because she was still attracted to me and I had been honest from the beginning about what I wanted, even when she was offended by what I said. See? Deep down, she said she liked that I was unapologetically myself. That's why you don't give a shit, guys. Be yourself. And if people don't like you, fuck them. Because there are people out there who will like you for that attitude. We once again picked up where we left off until December 2024, when she met a guy who wanted to date her exclusively. That poor sucker. This time we ended things on a positive note. Time will tell if she reaches out to me again, but I bet she will. As the SSM says, they will always come back. She'll be back. Guarantee you, she'll probably reach out to you when she's still with the guy. She'll start reaching out to you when things start going downhill with the guy she's with. She may still be with him, but she'll then be testing the waters to see if you're still around. I guarantee it. And then they'll break up, and she'll be right back in your bedroom doing whatever you want. He says, my key takeaways from years of keeping track of my dating experiences. Listen to this. He says, everything SSM has talked about over the years regarding the nature of women has been spot on. I witnessed all these types of things throughout my own dating experiences. I'm a father of 2 daughters. One is in her early 20s and the other is in her late teens. I forgot you are a parent. Obviously divorced. Raising daughters and being around their friends, hearing their conversations, and witnessing their actions has given me, a front row seat to the true nature of women. It doesn't matter their age, ranging from teens to their teen years to 50s and 60s and beyond. I listed these in no particular order. He says here, do not cry in front of women. I've been saying that forever, guys, and yet, how is that portrayed in movies and television? That the guy should cry in front of his woman, be sensitive, be emotional, share his inner child, whatever shit Hollywood's trying to get guys to be. How's that work out? He says, whenever women I went on dates with talked about a man crying in front of them, the next sentence usually involved the relationship ending not too long after the crying incident. Anytime my daughters or their friends had mentioned a young man crying in front of them, it was only a matter of time before he was no longer in the picture. Although they never stated the crying was the main reason why it ended, it certainly was a huge contributing factor. Because these girls want a strong man, not some crying baby. They want to be the crying women, the emotional ones, not the guy. In spite of saying, a guy should cry, he should share his feelings, blah, blah, blah. Another one, never take dating advice from women. There are a few exceptions, but the vast majority of women give terrible dating advice to men. They will tell you how they want a man to treat them. However, it's never the same as what they will respond favorably to. Exactly. I used to take advice from women about women, dating, relationship, pickup, and it was a colossal mistake. Don't pay attention to what women say. Pay attention to what they do. I've had so many women tell me they wouldn't go to my house on the first date. Won't go have sex on the first date. Won't send new pictures to a guy, etc., etc. I've experienced so much to the contrary. Many women have come to my place for a first date, had sex on the first date, and I've received countless unsolicited new pictures from women. There you go. If we did have sex on the first date, I would ask, why did they come to my house and have sex on the first date? Most said because the desire to meet up overrode their common sense. The emotions will always win the day. The butterflies, the tingles, that will always win the day. If a woman perceives you to be a Chad, or in my case, a Tyrone, all her inhibitions go out the window. He says also, indifference makes a difference. When you're indifferent and or have a take or leave it attitude with women, it drives them crazy. Yep. Because they're used to guys caring what they think. Don't be afraid to check a woman and put her in her place immediately on or after bad behavior. You don't have to be mean or disrespectful or even shout at her. You must be firm. I cannot tell you how many women have said they love it when a man puts them in their place. It's a huge turn on for them. I've been told the same thing because I don't give a shit. You know, you got to get to the point, guys. You don't give a shit. Because guess what? You reach a point, number one, you don't give a shit, and you're happy being on your own, and you got other options. They get mad at you, they get mad at you, and usually they'll be back. I've had gals I put in their place, girlfriends, dates, that type of thing, and they may act bitchy initially, and then, boom, they're a fucking purring kitten not much longer. Really. But nice guys are terrified of making a girl mad. He says, guys, get out there and date if you want to. The only way to get experience is to get experience. You can watch all the SSM content you want until you get out there, talk to and go on dates with women. You will not gain valuable experience or know how to interact and deal with modern women. That is, of course, if you guys want to do that. It says, do low-cost or no-cost first dates. As SSM says, one drink. Over 90% of the first dates I went on never materialized into a second date. All right, so why spend your hard-earned money on a big steak dinner? There are plenty more, but you get the idea. This time, I think I'm done keeping such a detailed record of my dating experiences. However, if I encounter any wild experiences, I'll be sure to take note on it and maybe send to SSM with his blessing to do so. I want to thank you, SSM, for all that you do to help men out there and the growing number of women who watch your channels. It makes a difference. Well, bro, you're welcome. And thank you. Thank you for your research. This is good info here. Aside from being entertaining, it's good info with the numbers and all. And shows guys, you know, what's out there. A lot of guys know what's out there. That's why they're not out there anymore. They're done. But still, it's going to help somebody out. But yeah, bro, if you got some more interesting experiences to share, definitely send it my way. It doesn't have to be a breakdown to, you know, 10 conversations on Bumble and 37 conversations on OkCupid. But if you just share some of these stories about some of these gals out there, which back up a lot of things that I talk about in this channel, other guys talk about, yeah, there's definitely use for that. And I think you'll have fun doing that. But man, good luck to you. I really appreciate the time. It was very entertaining. And Gentlemen, if you'd like to hear more stories from this guy and his adventures, because he seems like a pretty cool dude, let him know in the comment section. The more you guys comment, you want to hear more stories from him about his adventures, then we'll probably hear from him in next January. All right, guys, that's it for today. Be sure to comment down below. Let me know what you think about this. And guys, you got a story to share, your own personal adventures, your triumphs, your failures, whatever, send it my way, strongsuccessfulmail@gmail.com. And if it works for the channel, I'll definitely cover it. And be sure to like the video, share it with your friends, and subscribe. I'll catch you next time.